My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, I wanted to talk training camp with you and practices. So this is a complicated conversation. I'm going to try to peel some layers back on this onion. I find myself getting more and more annoyed by how training camp is being talked about. And it's not just camp. The preseason is similar. But I want to be clear off the top, as someone who was a beat reporter and who's buddies with a lot of reporters, this is in no way a shot at the people covering teams, because their job is to give you as much information as possible. But the oversaturation now, and maybe that's the big problem, of the coverage of practices has gotten to the point where every play is scrutinized and it's not supposed to be. 7-on-7 drill work, you know, individual drills, one-on-ones where you're working on technique and you're going up against somebody. All of this stuff is not necessarily made to be evaluated by people that don't really know what they're evaluating. And I don't mean the media, although I guess some of us are certainly in that boat. I'll raise my hand plenty of times on that. But I just mean generally, like, you see something put out there that Grant Paulson just got beat one-on-one in position work. And it just leads to these massive declarations about players. This guy stinks. He's a bum. He can't play. Cut this guy. Waste of a roster spot. And I just hate the toxicity to it all. And I don't really get how we got here. Social media is so good in so many ways, but I truly do blame Twitter. The immediacy of the ability to critique what you're seeing in real time now almost forces you in an arms race as a reporter to get everything out that you can. I've been there. I've lived it. I've done it. I remember it. Going back, I'm sure in 2012, 13, when I'm on the beat, you know, 10, 11, whatever, I am sitting there tweeting out plays and telling you what happened. But I think generally there's just a difference between saying, hey, someone made a nice catch along the sideline, or even so-and-so had a tough practice, or not a great rep for this guy. And what feels like now the play-by-play of the stuff that isn't necessarily made for everybody's eyes. I'm not saying we should have less access. We should always have more. I just think we've got to be careful with what we do with that access. And it's a media point, but it's not even a beat reporter point, an aggregator point, I think. I find it so annoying the way these aggregators operate. So I'll give you an example. Yesterday, Linnell was at Jets camp up in New Jersey. Our own Linnell Willingham. You know him as the youngest in charge movement, I believe. But Linnell, who's my guy, is tweeting out practice 11 on 11. You know, Jaden Daniels is 7 of 15, whatever the stats were. Now, again, I don't love the idea of keeping stats of 11 on 11 practice work, to be completely honest with you. But it has become part of the fabric. And it is now a normal thing to do. There are these sites, I don't like them, but they keep stats during, you know, all the practice reports. But this is not Linnell's issue. Like, here's what Linnell did. Someone said, go up to practice and tell me what happened. Be our eyes up there. And so for a lot of people like me and Darius and Ryan and all of you, you weren't at practice. So the more information you can get, you get to decide what you want to do with it, the better. So he gives you that information. From that then, I forget which account it was, but I blocked it immediately. It was one of these main accounts that aggregates and has a 500,000 Twitter followers that posts a bunch of stuff with attribution at the very bottom. But they basically came out and they said, Jaden Daniels had a bad day of practice today. 7 of 15, maximum of 25 yards. And they essentially just kind of like gave the cliff notes on everything Linnell had said from or other people, reporters, had said throughout practice. But they then drew the next conclusion, which was a lot easier when no one's around and when it's, you know, you're not taking on the Jets. Daniels could be in some trouble as the live bullets start flying or whatever their stupid take was.
I believe the quote at the end was, the Jets defense had Jaden Daniels seeing ghost, I'm sure.
And maybe they did. But, like, you don't know, first of all, person that's not a person. It's some account. It's just an aggregator account with a blue check. It's farming engagements to make some money. It's the whole thing is just rotten. I hate it. And you're seeing this everywhere. And it just annoys me. And I just think we've gone in a very short time from instructive, legitimate information that is beneficial to have to now, A, evaluating something that doesn't always need to be evaluated. Like in spring training, here's a good example. In spring training, I've had guys tell me in the past, I've asked them, hey man, that was rough. Like what happened? Just gave up 6 runs, 7 hits, whatever it was. I was working on a changeup. I don't have a feel for my changeup. I lost it in the offseason. I've got a new grip I was working on. And they literally just went out there to throw batting practice until they could figure out their changeup. That was the whole point. But imagine if you take these major leaps on declaring something because someone is working. And we're just seeing the cooking of the sausage, you know, the making of the meal. And I don't think everything's meant for your eyes. I said this the other day about a restaurant. Like, I'm glad I don't get to see everything that happens behind the curtain sometimes. I just want the meal to be brought out to me when it's done. It looks awesome. They put it on a plate. But, you know, that argument, I'll speak out of both sides of my mouth, almost seems like then I don't want all the information. And I'm an info guy, so I do. I want to know what the practice looks like and how he performed. And it's not even about Daniels. It's larger. But I wonder if anybody's with me, that it's getting to be too much. And that really the issue is it's not the plugged-in reporters, in my opinion, who get to talk to coaches and people. It's just the secondary like people that spread what's reported as if it's fact and make the leaps. And I just think we all need to calm down a little bit in August. That's all.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.